if you've been on a roller coaster before. I think that's how you would describe the signature.
That was Lee Cross, CEO of Triple Cross Entertainment. What started in September 2000 as a record company for the poetic stylings of his wife, Sierra Leone, has morphed into a multifaceted production outfit. And its crown jewel is the Signature, an urban arts showcase held 3 times each season.
When you come in the door, it grabs you, it punches you in the mouth, and it keeps you down until, I mean, the very last whistle blows. I want it to be like a smorgasbord. I want it to be like when you go to Golden Corral or you go to the all-you-can-eat places. I want you to be so full and so entertaining and so overwhelmed and so happy that all you can do is just call it a night.
I met with a couple in their Fairborn home to talk about how the Signature came to be. I asked Sierra Leone what has changed since they launched the show in 2008.
I think the people and the community, it was, they enjoyed us, and it was like, well, I'm going to enjoy you a little bit. And then after the finale, they kind of didn't want to show up to the finale because it was like, it's over, you know? And then when we came back, it was like, oh, you're back? And then so it was like year after year, so now in season 5, it's just kind of like, when's the next show, you know?
Where is this sister? Sister Sierra in the place now. Y'all make some noise in the place.
Good evening. On behalf of Triple Cross Entertainment and the Human Race Theater Company, we would like to welcome you to the Signature, a poetic medley show. We're so glad to have you here. 5 years and we're still standing.
We decided, hey, there are not a lot of stage shows for minority culture to attend. I think you got Tyler Perry, and then I think you got Tyler Perry. So once you get through with Tyler Perry stage shows for African Americans, you don't really don't have a broad choice. And we wanted to bring something fresh, something new, something that really hadn't been done.
The couple also felt it was important to host such a show to support artists, creatively and financially. They wanted to create a vibrant, sustainable community for urban artists while bringing new and fresh talent to Dayton.
When I'm looking at urban creative arts, what I want most for it is for people to begin to value the art of poetry, because it's not value to some degree. People feel as if though you can call a poet and have them do a poem, and if they ask for money, you're thinking, you're supposed to starve, right? Aren't you a poet? Aren't you a starving artist? You know, I'm just thinking, well, you know, as we say, you know, our children don't, they don't eat thank yous. They eat SpongeBob snacks, you know?
Sisters in the house, if you can hear me say, hey. People in the spot, if you don't know my name, I'm Scorpio Blues, here to spread some love. I don't write like revolutionaries after shots of Hennessy, but I still have a message. You see, some people just need to hear the bare minimum. The everyday, all day life experiences that allow you to write that poem, to spit that verse, to challenge that standard, to support that cause. I'm a bruised woman who can still see her beauty through her scars. I still know I'm lovable even though you pause, and I can still see my perfection though you only point out my flaws. I'm a woman, and somebody needs to write for me.
When it comes to the Signature's future, the couple has big plans. Indeed, they hope one day to take the Signature to such cities as New York and Las Vegas and to the iconic Howard Theater in Washington, D.C.
We're not looking to be just here. We want to be able to take Dayton worldwide with the Signature. When everywhere we go, we represent Dayton. You know, we represent urban creative arts. We represent, that's what we do. No matter what, whenever you discuss it, whenever they talk about it, no matter what country, what language they're going to have to say. That's from Dayton, Ohio. That's the Signature. It started there.
Reporting for WISO, this is Community Voices producer Kristen Wicker.